We in the school district are really trying to push the mental health agenda and know that our kids are only going to be successful if we help them and we focus on their mental health.
You might say Fall School Superintendent Mark Lorry is working to be an innovator in education, to lift students up from difficulties and stresses they face in their lives. He was honored as part of the Office of Mental Health's What's Great in Our State 2018. It's an annual event celebrating both people and programs making a difference in mental health for children. Lorry's wellness initiatives for the Falls City School District include mental health first aid and drug and opioid use prevention. What specifically does your program focus on when it comes to mental health for students?
We've been able to train our first 150 teachers in mental health first aid. And the teachers really are armed, so to speak, with learning the signs and signals and look-fors of a child who's who may be experiencing some distress. It also helps them to recognize what resources are available and how to respond to students that are in those types of distress. Our teachers have embraced it. Our teachers have asked for more of it. The next phase of this really is to train parents and hopefully students in a mental health first aid curriculum. They want to know. You know, our students at Niagara Falls High School have a very strong voice. They're very aware. They want to help their peers. They want to support each other.
In citing Lorry for his work, the state's mental health commissioner, Dr. Anne Marie Sullivan, recognized Lorry for making what she called a profound impact on children and families in the city of Niagara Falls. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.